founder and dean of the school, Dr. Henry Dickman.
Thank you so much. Well, I am indeed happy and glad to be back again and to talk with you about God and His purpose, so that you might be strengthened. Now I ask the Dr. Gates to read you. Now, the reason why I ask you to read it is because that's just exactly what's going on. And I want to mention right here, too, before I go any further. And the reason why I want to mention it is because I want you to know it. So you can take some of the blame and the responsibility off of me. Now, we have a minister here. Now, I'm not complaining. I don't want you to get it that way. We have a ministry here. And what we have tried to do is to strengthen all of the ministering brothers. We want them all to be capable and able, qualified, to get up as we speak in the defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want them to be here on time. Now you see, I sat there in that chair and rub his necks around and asked different ones, did so-and-so come in? And saying, yes. Okay. And they hadn't turned up yet. So then, I have to get up. See, then I don't want to hear no belly aching about it next week. Just as far as I say somebody is not giving you an opportunity to speak. Do you understand? You see what I'm fighting? I'm wrestling against them things all the time. Now, when we do get up here to speak, it doesn't make any difference whether it's somebody out there in the audience, just some of the neighbors. Whenever you do speak, or whenever you do have anything to say, you understand? And your actions all through the week. I have tried my very best to teach you that this is you're led by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not absent sometimes in prison. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm trying to show you where that in this dispensation we live under the influence of the Holy Spirit all the time. When we're present here and when we're absent. You understand? At home and everywhere else. Now that's the kind of a Christ, alive, evermore alive Christ that I'm trying my best to tell you about. In other words, let me put it this way. I'm trying to tell you about an effective Christ. You understand what I'm talking about? This is not just a story that just you're supposed to get up and relate and talk about, you understand? And then stagger around. Now that's no good. See, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And the reason why I'm not ashamed of it, because it is the power of God. The same God that brought everything into this, the power of God. Are you listening? Unto salvation to everyone that believes. You understand? To the Jew first and then to the Greek. The power of God unto salvation. Now, salvation means to be delivered. You understand? It means to be resurrected from what and delivered from what? The bondage of death. You see what it means? Now, it's the power of God to everyone that believes. Not everyone that talks about it. You understand? Not everyone that recites around it. I'm not talking about that. As God said now, speaking of Israel, said, you do honor me with your lips, but your heart's far from me. You see what I mean? Now, why did I say that? All right, now here is somebody in these days now in the churches, you understand, and could be in this congregation too. So you understand what I'm talking about? They're talking about Christ. This is being the power of God. They're talking about his resurrection. You understand? They're talking about he's the Savior of the world. You understand? And then he's got, now listen, I've got to tell you about it. I have to do that. That's my job. That's what I come for. You see? Then he's got some old habit. You just choose any habit you want to. But just choose anything you think in your conscience is wrong. Regardless of what it is, just choose. You understand? And then here you claim that you are under bondage to that and you can't overcome it. Now, you're not preaching Christ as the power of God. You understand? You're not preaching the gospel. You're preaching the money. See the point? I want to be delivered from it. You understand? That's the thing we're trying to get over to you. Get the point? Now, don't go off and say, well, I didn't preach it to you. Get the point? Your conduct, your disposition, your behavior, your attitude, if you know within yourself that it's not pleasing to you, you understand? You have a condemned conscience. See? Don't go out there and tell somebody, well, this is the way he got pretended, living this and preaching it, you understand? And it's his fault, you understand? That I'm like I am, because I'm not preaching that.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm preaching Christ as the power of God. Going to salvation to some of them, but to everyone, every man, woman, boy, and girl that believes in Christ, see, as the power of God, to deliver you from the power of darkness. You understand? Give you not just physical life, but eternal life. You understand what I mean? Now that's what I'm preaching. And I, so far as I'm concerned, I don't expect to die. Now the reason why I don't expect to die is because I've been raised from the dead. I've been resurrected. I've been delivered. No, I'm not talking about this thing here. It's already dead. Life is carried off to the cemetery anyway. You understand? The sooner the better, the way I feel about it. See, I don't have no fear of that. Not whatsoever. But I'm living now. I am with Christ, a resurrected Christ. I mean in the Spirit. You get what I'm talking about? And it delivers me from everything that is wrong. In my conscience, yes, wipe it out. And I'm not going to go out there and do something. You understand? Let me show you what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go out there and use some... Well, maybe I better say this. Maybe I better say it around this way. Hoping that we don't have none. See? Somebody that's stealing in the sack of the dope. A dope ass. See? Now, I didn't want to use whiskey. Because you understand? I want to use dope. You see? Makes people act all funny, you know, you understand? Out of harmony with common sense. Under delusion, you understand what I'm talking about? Imagine he's somewhere where he is. You get the point? Have hallucinations and imaginations, you understand? Think he's rich when he just ain't got a dime. Now, I'm not talking about that kind of affair. You see what I'm talking about? They want to play along what we're teaching over here. David's wrong. See, but he just can't help it. Still learning, never able to come. You understand the knowledge of truth. You understand? Always, you know, wrestling. Never able to overcome. Now, I'm not preaching it like that. You see what I mean? Anything you do, anything you eat, I'm talking about physically though. Anything you drink, I'm talking about physically so. Naturally so. Not spiritual, but naturally so, this real. You understand? Don't condemn yourself with control. I don't think you ought to drink too much wine. See what I'm talking about? I don't think you should. I think you ought to have sense enough to know when you've got enough wine. I think you ought to have sense enough to know when you got enough of sense enough. I don't care what it is. I think you ought to have sense enough to know. You get what I'm talking about? You ought to know when you're filled full of food, ain't that right? Don't be like Israel. You understand? God gave this man and bread from heaven. They're the children of Israel and clear, and the children of Israel. You understand? They sat down. Jesus fulfilled it too, you know. They sat down to eat and rolled up the plate. Let's don't do it like that. You know, you just get that stopped.
See, then we won't have near as much trouble down here. You understand? There won't be near as much to make you think that we're complaining about something. Then somebody said, well, he must be talking about me. Sure, I'm talking about you. Sure I am. You get the point? Talking about you and talking to you. And that goes for everybody. Yes? All these murmurs and complaining, that's what it will be down there in the booth. That's what the first Corinthians said. They murmurs and they gripe and they growl and they complain. You understand? Is that right? And God gives them something to eat? Is that right? Keeping the clothes and wearing out? Causing water to spring up in the desert where there wasn't no water? You understand what I'm talking about? And they're still gripe. Going to escape from the death down there and eat the beast of death and all them different kinds of things out there in the wilderness. You understand? Going to escape that. Get the point? God is a good God. Don't have no manufacturing plants out here. You see, don't have no brickyards out here. You understand? And yet still he's eating. You see what I'm talking about? Sleeping. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? Clothes don't wear out. Water, quail, manna, everything. God said he was a good God. What was the grasping around about? You see? Now I'm giving you, trying to give you the true word of the Lord. You understand? And I expect you to stop complaining and griping. You see what I'm talking about? And finding fault with this and finding fault with that. You understand? Staggering around and fooling around. You understand? Talking about, I'm sorry, but I hope to overcome someday. And all that kind of thing. Now, you understand? Then when I get up and say something about, then I mean. You see? I don't have my words seasoned with grace. See? I'm not humble. You understand what I'm talking about? And I ought to be more humble. Well, say, listen, did you know that God was angry with the wicked every day? There's no way to reconcile God with disobedience. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, I guess I can get down to say what I want to say and get down from up here. Now, I got up first. I don't want you to be deceived about that. I got up first. The reason why I got up first is because those I wanted to call to get up here first, they weren't here. Now, that's why I'm up here. I'm up here taking up, you understand? Talking about it. So you won't let that happen next time. Next time you'll be here on time. Now listen, let me say this to you. Now it would be kind of poor. It'd be awful poor. You'd be the dirt. It would be awful poor for me to go there squabbling with the ministry about not being here on time, and I'm not here on time myself. How's that? Is that all right? Remember that woman that was taken in adultery? Mm-hmm. Now that high priest is running around out there, you understand, with some witnesses all night long trying to catch Mary Magdalene, you understand, in the act of committing adultery, you understand? You see what I mean? Gonna let Miss Casey is at home. That's his wife. Get the point? And he's running around out there, you understand? Just as he can get it off on somebody else. Then when he comes brought her to the woman, way brought her to the right way, he should have been was down at the altar in the sanctuary. He's late getting down there to offer up the daily sacrifice, so he's out there tricking around with his woman. You see, and Jesus said he just hadn't offered up the daily sacrifice, you understand? You understand? And a day of atonement hadn't yet come. You understand? He's out there holding up sacrifices for sin. You understand? He should have been right there. You understand? No, he's out there trying to get something on somebody else. Complain about somebody else. Get the point? Jesus doesn't bring the woman. Now, there's been no sacrifice on him. He said, now, look, Jesus said, now, Moses, in the law, he wrote that, understand? That whosoever committed adultery,
You understand? Should be stoned to death. Now, what do you say about it? Tempting him, you understand? Trying to tempt him, in other words. But what do you say about him? He's down there writing. You understand? Writing what he said in the paper of stone. You see what I'm talking about? He's writing right down, down there in the sand. And it's the finger of God writing right down there in the sand. You see, down to the horse, you see, which says thou shalt not commit adultery. You understand? He's down there writing. See? And then when he lays him down, there's a place where he can write that down. Now, all right, read on.
He served in heaven for you.
Now, there's some reservations made there for us. How's that? Some reservations. Now, do you want to occupy? You see, reservations already made. This point, in heaven, he's talking to Peter, he's talking to the Israelites. You see? Not talking to the Gentiles, he's talking to the Israelites. About it. See? They hadn't been begotten the first time. But the Jews, they've been begotten again. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm just trying to show it to you. All right, read.
Who are kept by the power.
Now, who are? You understand? Kept. See? Kept from Monday morning till Sunday night. Kept every day. Just kept all the time. Kept by the power of God. All right, read.
Through faith.
Through faith. Now, wait a minute. You can't come up there and eat some of this stuff here. You understand? You pass around on no platter. You understand? And that stuff, you understand? Yeah. When you eat that, you know as well as I do. It's not going to embrace and it's not going to sustain you. I'm talking about that, them cracking grapes here. That won't hold you up when you get home. Get the point? We're kept by the power of God through faith. Now, we told you what faith was. Faith is being substance. Faith and spirit is one and the same. Substance. The real essence. You understand? You don't see it. You understand? You're in the room here now, aren't you? To make a parable out of it. If you turn off the electric light in here, it'll still be lighting here. Why? Because you only keep the sun out there. You understand the way you're sitting there, but it shines. Mm-hmm. That's what's causing the light to be in here. Because the sun shining out there. It does light here. Mm-hmm. Now when the sun is shining in you, you understand what I'm talking about? There's some light there. Mm-hmm. It does light. There's some illumination you don't understand. Understand what? Understand that none of the natural things ain't going to do it. You see? Understand that you look at it. But it's going to be through faith. Which is a substance of it. Is that right? You can't have no substance where there isn't something back down in the back of it up. Get the point? All right. We know.
Unto salvation.
Unto salvation. Now you see? It's unto salvation. Deliverance. Showing up. All right. Read.
Ready to be revealed.
Oh, no. It's getting ready. You understand? Hoping to overcome. See? Trying to get ready, getting sick. See, you live prepared and ready at all times. Ready for what? Ready to be revealed in the last hour. You see? Yes. Don't make no difference Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's the life you live. You live under the influence. And that faith or that substance, that's what keeps you, or the Holy Ghost, which is the same. That keeps you living. You understand what I'm talking about? See, and listen, they don't allow you to do like the devil. They go out there and do something to somebody and run back and confess it to a priest. They don't allow you to do the thing in the first place.
Right.
You get the point? Because you're kept by the power of God. Through faith, ready to be revealed in the last hour. You see what I'm talking about? You're not a sometime kind of a pastor or implacable or nothing like that. God, who is spirit, he's the same identical God now that he was before the creation. Same God all down through the ages. You understand? And will forever be the same God. He You understand what I mean? He's not changing any. Get the point? All right. Read on that.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice.
Wherein? He is kept by the faith. Oh, God, he is kept by the faith. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Unto salvation. Is that right?
Right.
Listen, and get ready. Get ready to be revealed in the last hour. Get the point?
Okay.
Now, what else, God?
Wherein ye greatly rejoice.
Now, when you see, you can't rejoice. You see, you go around a long mouth, and you go along and say, I'm going to take all from God, you understand? You ain't got no faith. You ain't got nothing to joy about. You keep complaining, you see what I'm talking about? You got no faith. Yeah, I'm wrong to the plane, but, you know, I some of you ain't doing right. Now, what's that got to do with you? You get it right? If I said, well, I know if I go to Haiti, I'm going to try to be nicer about them words. You understand? Somebody else stumble over them. You understand what I mean? I'm going to say destroyed instead of M-A-D. Turn it around. You understand what I mean? Of course, it doesn't mean the same. It don't make the punishment any easier. So that gets destroyed. It's all the same. Ain't that right? And I've had them come to me and say, well, get out. The destruction of destroyed means to be destroyed. Or is the degree of punishment and so forth and so on. Okay. Get the point? Don't ask me questions like that. You understand? Now, that's the same thing John said to them after they come out there in the room. He said, what did you come out there for? See the weeds blow around with the wind? What you come for? What's pride to the Pharisees? You understand? Well, now, who are you? Art thou that prophet? He said, no. He was a prophet. But he was not that prophet. But he was that prophet. You understand? You understand what I'm talking about? But I did take the prophet to fire away. You see, of that prophet, which is Christ. He said, so he just said, so they could understand, he's the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Just born. Come to fire away. Is that right? Now, see, it might look like people believe that. They reason. I sit down and did a lot of thinking about how to get the truth over. You understand? Now, here, now let me show you that they don't believe that. Any more so than them Pharisees and Sadducees that went out there in the wilderness. See, they don't believe it. They're still looking for Messiah to come. See? Just like that Ethiopian eunuch, he's reading the book. Seemed just like a prophecy. He all knew up to John, ain't that right? He didn't realize that he had come. Seeing the folks around here now, you understand? All through Christendom, they don't realize that Christ in you is the hope of glory. They're still looking for him. You see, the John comes to far away when he comes. John said, there's a woman standing right there in London. Ain't that right? Yeah, he is. Ain't that right? Just look at it. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And they're still looking, you understand? Ain't that right? Now, here he comes, he walked around, died, raised from the dead, ain't that right? You understand? He showed himself, ain't that right? Ain't that right? And then the law that they had, he fulfilled every bit of it, got and killed it, and moved it out of the way. Is that right? Now, I said that so I can show you what I'm talking about. You be the judge. Now, you go right on and be the judge. Now, and Dr. Wilkes is trying to get up with your account before you get out there close to it. You see, now here they got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And that's a particular, real particular. See? You understand? Want to make sure that they read it like it is in the book. But he wouldn't take that. I'm talking about Christendom right here. It said, Jesus, suppose you get it. Get one of these things so I can show you. I haven't forgot about Jesus. Get Matthew 26:26. Get 1 Corinthians 11:20. You see what I mean? Now let's get it. So whoever gets the first read.
As they were eating.
Jesus took bread and blessed.
and break it.
And break it.
And gave it to the disciples.
And gave it to the disciples.
And said.
And said.
Take eat.
This
is my body.
This is my body.
And he took the cup.
And he took the cup.
And gave thanks.
And gave thanks.
And gave it to them.
And gave it to them.
Drink ye all of it.
Drink ye all of it.
For this is my blood of the New Testament.
For this is my blood of the New Testament.
Which is shed for many.
Which is shed for many.
For the remission of sin.
For the remission of sin. Let me ask you a question. What do you see wrong with that? Okay. Now listen, I dogmatically and earnestly contend with all that there is in the ear that that is right.
Okay.
You see what I mean? And I'm trying my best to persuade you to believe that that is right. And that he did ask to take crystal unleavened bread. And that he did ask to take a cup. See? Now I'm contending with you about that. You see? Now here's what I don't agree with. You see? Now look, he said that he come. Now he said it. The sacrifice and burnt offerings thou wilt not. But a body hast thou prepared for me. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, as it is written of me, to do thy will, God. He taketh away the first, and establishes the second. You understand? The first has got to be removed before the second can be established. You understand? And I'm earnestly and dogmatically contending with you, with all that in the years. You understand? That he did do that. And he gave it to them. But I am telling you that is under the dispensation of the law. And not only just that, but every precept and everything that the law says. You understand? And it says that while they were eating the lamb. You understand? And that lamb, you see, he told them what's written in the law and in the prophets.
Right.
I want you to look at what I'm talking to you about. I want you to understand me.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That he himself, he's fulfilling that. He has to do it. See, under the dispensation, he couldn't pass until he did it. You get the point? That is a true record of it. I'm not complaining about it. I'm contending. I'm the one that's contending that he done it. And the reason why he done it, he had to do it.
Before it's
attacked
by the
final.
You see my point?
Yeah. Not only that one, but every other. Offered up flocks and turtle doves and heifers. And, you understand? Eating crackers and drinking grape juice. And, you understand what I'm talking about? Everything had to be fulfilled for the jockey into the bed. Which means you've got to receive it. You understand? Now you're reading the record of his receipt. See, he's born under the law. He lives under the law. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is recording, are writing down what he done while he was under the law. In the full covenant. Am I making any sense? Don't go all that and show you that it is a Passover. It was instituted with some red business. You see what I'm talking about? Look at Exodus. 1490 years before he was born. So, he didn't come instituted. He come fulfilled. Wasn't already instituted. You see? That's why he had to give it. Then let me tell you this. See? For your information, let me tell you this. From the very time that he was born in the world, on up until this night, even when he was a little baby, Mary and Joseph took him up there. Remember how he got lost in the crowd? Up to the Passover.
You see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about?
Then when he went in and finished, that was the third Passover that he gave. And that's the last. The year before that, at the same time, he took that Passover. That's the 32. You understand? And in 31, before that, he kept that too.
You understand? But this glass. How am I doing? You see that now? I don't have no problem with it about it. See, I'm just insisting that that's the way it is. See? Seventh day, yeah. Up there in the temple, preaching, preaching. It's a daily ministration, ain't it? Get the point? Yes, it is wonderful. You understand? Now, you see, my audience, you understand? If they would give us to the children of Israel, see, that's the first covenant with them. Now, I tried to even tell you this. Before then, there was a covenant with Abraham. Before that, there was a covenant with Noah. You understand? Before that, Adam. You understand? But this is a second covenant with 10 people to do it. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, that just as it was given to them, it has to be kept just like that. Just like it was given to them. It has to be kept. And for your information, I'd like for you to know this. See? I didn't say it either. So don't go down and go out to somewhere and somebody that man said it. Because I did not say it. God said it. I want you to read it and see whether see who said it. Jeremiah 31. 31. Now I'm talking about that old covenant that he gave to him back then. Now read it for mentioning it. It says, when God did give it to him, to eat in the middle and in the 30%, you understand? And all those other auxiliary ordinances. You understand? They didn't do it. I didn't say so. Get the point? Well, if they didn't do it and God said so, what are you doing up there flapping around about doing it now for? Then there's one in heaven. There's only one in heaven. Mike and Gabriel, neither one of them, you understand? Wasn't worthy to open the book and to loose the thing. You understand? None of the top angelic hosts. See? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, none of them. See, I want you to look at what you're talking about. I want you to see God as God. You see? None of them. You understand? I can't hear people. You understand? And God said they should be to die.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. Now, you see, I didn't say it. So don't go out and tell somebody I said it. That man said it. All right, read on.
But I will make a new covenant.
That I will make a new covenant.
With the house of Israel.
With the house of Israel. A new one now. See, now, this is old one back there. He's going to make a new one with it. All right, read.
And with the house of Judah.
And with the house of Judah.
Not according to the covenant.
Now listen, folks. Listen, folks. Listen. Repeat.
Not according to the
covenant. Not according to the covenant. All right, we know.
That I made with their fathers.
That I made with their fathers.
In the day that I took them by the hand.
In the day that I took them by the hand.
To bring them out of the land of Egypt.
To bring them out of the land of Egypt. Now you do well to pay attention to what I'm saying, because they're not telling you about this out there in prison. See? Now, God said he wasn't going to make none like that. See? That he made with Israel. The day that he brought him out there and took him by the hand. Didn't say Moses made him either. Said the day he took him by the hand. He was the one that made the covenant. Ain't that right? Said, now I'm not going to make no more like that. Well, what are you doing trying to stand up there and argue around with me about it? A bit, I keep him at that, you understand? God said he wasn't going to make them all like that, and that one had to be removed.
Am I doing all right?
You stand up here all protected. You understand? I'll take a cross on your back. You understand? Up here in front of us. Something up here in front of us. Jesus took us up and he did this and he did that and scared the vapor and he sanctified and all that kind of thing. You understand? It's a different thing. God said, I can't make nothing like that no more. Well, when they was eating away from you, and they understand? Because they didn't let him eat that. You see what I'm talking about? Is that right?
Yeah.
He's getting a real thing, that true bread, which that was a type of. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, read on.
Which my covenant they
which
break.
Which my covenant, now you see God said they broke it. You understand? Now, God said that. Don't go on to somebody. Well, look, that man said that's where they been. That's where they did back in Ohio. Yeah.
That man said. That Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research, he said. He said we wasn't doing this communion right. He said, and it got real worked up about it, too. Yes, they did. They come to make some changes too. You know what it is? He said, well, now look here. I'm just showing you. I could say the church that did it, and some of the rest of them, they did it right in Springfield. He said, well, we ain't going to have them passing out the bread first. You understand? And then the wine. You understand? Because Paul said that in 1 Corinthians, one take it before the other. You don't suffer one and come and the other and come. They ain't going to have that for drinking. You understand? We're going to get this thing together, right? See, we ain't going to let you, say, get some eat bread first before you get the wine, and others to drink the wine before you get the bread, then we're not going to do it that way. Now, if they did try to do that at Second Baptist Church on Wittenberg Avenue, Springfield, Ohio. You see? They said, now, wait a minute, now we get this thing together. So now, when we put on some here, see, go down this aisle, one go down that aisle, see, one with the traffic and the other with the brakes. And over here, see, so that they just sort of speak at the top of the gun, all of you eating the wire at the same time. Yeah, in other words, they say, one, two, three, stop! They're trying to get that thing together, right? But one would be hung in and the other would be gone. Well, that's the same thing the priesthood is going out here. Well, now I'm trying to tell you about all them old slick devils, all them old delusions, all that old ignorance, and all that old superstition, all that old thought that the devil has got down here doing now. See, under the, well, that was under the dispensation of the law. And I'm telling you that when it was under the dispensation, they didn't keep it then. Now, why should you be fool enough to think that you're going to keep it now? They had plenty of time to get it together. That old 1,500 years, just spreading out. And according to God, they never get spreading out. You see, you understand what I'm talking about? God said, I'm not going to make another. And Jesus said, you don't believe he said it, I'll read it. See, right there when he's doing that here, his dad and Matthew. See, that was the last supper. See, that was the last physical supper that he received. And while they were eating lamb, and listen, the rest of the people all around out there, all the cows, and they were home with their families, and they in the house, in their own house. And Jesus is up here in the upper chamber, ain't that right? In the room, at that man's house. Ain't that right? That they seen bearing a picture. And he told his disciples, go with lamb to try to pass over, isn't that right? He was not up in the temple. Is that right? Up in the congregation of the assembly. Now the devil, he's got it down here in the congregation of the assembly, passing it around, you understand? And chewing a rag and arguing around about the understand what's on that? You see? You see that now? And then he's eating the Passover. You know how you serve things in torches, don't you? See, while they were eating the lamb, that's one of the torches, you understand? And immediately, pursuing that, too. You understand? He wasn't instituting anything. He said, that's that unleavened bread. You understand? There's a feast of unleavened bread that's pursuant to that. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. And he got to fulfill all of it before he died. Everything. Ain't that right? He said, now listen. You listen now. Listen. Now he said, I will not
drink henceforth no more the fruit of the vine until the day I drink it with you. Not old like that, but anew in my Father's kingdom. And my Father's kingdom is not meat and drink. It is righteousness, it is peace, and it is in God. In the Holy Ghost, Romans 14, 17. Did you understand now? I'm not going to drink no more coffee, drink no more, eat no more bread. You understand? With you. Somebody said, well, I'm going to do it anyhow. What is that? I won't be there. Now I'm trying to show you how in this dispensation that all of the natural things, that's all I have been preaching, all of the natural things is moved out of the way so that the cross is brought near the river, even before the giving of the life, that you might become a recipient. Remember, I started out telling you, don't bring all these things on Christ your weakness.
You understand?
Don't bring it on God. You see, don't let something that you think is wrong get you down and hold you down. You understand? Talk about you. You remember I started out telling you? You see, because if you do, then this is what you're doing. You are denying the power of God. You understand? That's what you're doing. I don't say you're doing that consciously. You're doing it unconsciously. You're denying the power of God, you understand? But the power of God, through faith, unto salvation, lifts you up. You understand? And let me tell you this. You see? John said, he that is righteous, he that is righteous. Are you listening? Even as he is righteous. You understand? That he that is, Jesus said, in this case, you must be born again. Ain't that right? That which is born after the flesh is flesh. Isn't that right? But that which is born after the spirit is spirit. Isn't that right? See? You understand? Now, listen. You must be born again. Nick, you get up to that kind of mind. You talk about entering again in mother's womb. You're going to do that. Now, that's born in flesh of flesh. Isn't that right? My or not, I know you don't understand the natural mind. You don't understand the things of the spirit. You understand? That's what they say the Apostle Paul. I don't have time to read all these things. You understand? Carnal mind don't understand. And that's what all of them had back then. You understand? And that's what these back here. And that's the case of all these sisters they're writing. That's what Jews, that's why I had him to read. See, them, this carnal mind is second unaware. You see, Paul is just doing what Jesus did. You understand? Paul is just following his footsteps. You understand what I'm talking about? Ain't that right? In a mental spirit. You understand? Now you are Son of God just like you were by virtue of the fact that the Holy Ghost is in you. You understand? And you are living from death. He can live. You understand? Not fall around like that. John says he that is righteous is righteous, even as Jesus is righteous. How do you know that he was like something you love the brother? You see, you don't have to go around that somebody says, how am I doing now? Says, you know, you're a Christian, I want to see you live the life. You don't have to bother with that. You understand? You know within yourself. You see? Now, if I don't like Dr. Harris, you see? You understand? They know me, at least I'm telling you I'm all right. See, I know within me I ain't no good. I don't have to make no inquiries. You understand? How do you know that you passed from life unto death? I mean, from death unto life. Is that right?
Right.
When I love the brother. You understand? Right. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he said, believe in me, should not perish. Is that right?
Right.
Well, now you see, when that's in me, you understand, but there's nothing else I can do. The love, greater love than this, has no man to lay down his life for his strength. Yeah. Ain't that right?
Right?
You see what I'm talking about? Well, it just makes me that way. You understand?
Right.
Now, somebody comes around and says they don't like somebody else and they don't want me to like. You see what I'm talking about? Well, I'm passing death to life. You understand? Said, yeah, I know, but he ain't no brother. Ain't that right? He's got to be one thing or the other. He's got to be right or wrong. See, if he's wrong, you understand? I'd have to be willing to lay my life down just to right me. You see what I'm talking about? You get the point? And if he's right, you understand? Then I expect him to help me. And we need to help us one another, you understand? So ain't nobody got no right to do no blowing and boasting about those self righteousness. You get the point? Because it is not our righteousness, it is the righteousness of God through faith. Ain't that right? You understand?